days. God's word tells of events that will both precede and accompany the second coming of Jesus Christ. For well over 2,000 years now, the day of salvation and grace has shined forth from God towards mankind. However, the sunshine of these manifested days of God's grace will someday come to an ordained and appointed end. On its horizon is another day, spoken of clearly and frequently within the Word of God, the day of God's wrath. But before God works in wrath, He gives warnings of His impending judgment. Although we do not know the time of the return of the Lord, it is prophesied that His return will be ushered in by two distinct and separate days. These are the days of Noah and the days of Lot. There are numerous things that both of these days had in common. They are, one, the people behaved as if life would continue always in its present manner. Two, there was a specific calendar day where the righteous were separated from the wicked. Three, God's judgment came. Four, the righteous were preserved from God's wrath. And five, all were destroyed that were not numbered with the righteous. Comparing the destruction of Noah's day and that of Lot's day, we notice that God is, as it were, hesitant in His judging. He looks and then looks again. Of course, we know that God, all-knowing, omniscient, knows all things. But before judging, He takes another look, as if to make sure He is really seeing the situation aright. In the case of Sodom and Gomorrah, God not only looked, but it is stated He came down. God, in His merciful kindness, having seen firsthand the wickedness of man, does not immediately destroy, but instead gives men and mankind a time to repent, not willing that any should perish. And only after doing so does He execute judgment. We must not think for a minute that God takes delight or derives pleasure from this. Ezekiel documents the question of God, "Have I any pleasure at all that the wicked should die, saith the Lord God, and not that he should return from his ways and live? For I have no pleasure in the death of him that dieth, saith the Lord God. Wherefore, turn yourselves and live." That which brought about God's judgment in Noah's day increased in its intensity in Lot's day. With each successive generation, sin becomes more potent. What is shameful in one generation is tolerated in the next, and that which is tolerated is then embraced, until that which is embraced is glorified and exalted in succeeding generations. In closing, notice that God destroyed the entire world by a flood in Noah's day, but only a portion of the world did He destroy by fire in Lot's day. It is not because He had run out of fire, but that His mercy and grace holds back judgment that many might repent and be saved. This is Velma Sanders, Days, October 2nd, 2020, www.godswordalive.net.